at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop direct from the has-been, should-have-been, water-quitters, and never worries from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 if you really want to throw me off your my rhythm. Yeah. Anyway, for a Facebook friend of mine, I went on live. I might not go live tonight because actually I forgot my, it was an old camera tripod my daughter was getting rid of. So I took it, and that's what I've been utilizing for the last couple of weeks. I don't have it with me. Anyway, so I got a bunch of stuff. I moved my music room from the basement in my house to a spare bedroom. And I found a bunch of stuff that I could play. It's like different. I never played it before. So, hey, why not? Let's get on with it. These are Desperate Hours.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening, a short one. You heard the Neats from 1982, local band. I love them. Their 1982 EP on Ace of Hearts, The Monkey's Head in the Corner of the Room, and Red and Gray. They're old Arlington High. Nah, I don't know. I don't even think they're from around here originally. Anyway, before that, the New Beats from 1965 on the Hickory label. And Run Baby Run, Back Into My Arms. That was one I found. And then we kicked it off with the Barracudas. There's another one I found. This Ain't My Time, the CD reissue, came out on Vox in 1994, called Drop Out with the Barracudas. It was originally released on Vox around 82 or 83, but before that it was released on the Zonophone label in the UK in 1982. Anyway, for electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food for the last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This is a public service announcement from the ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, I'm going to have my flashback set early, and this time I'm prepared. This was a track that was originally played, or a set that was originally played on August 16th, 2003. No particular significance. And then I saw it and I said, I can pull all this stuff real quick. A little bit of funk, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of 50s pop, a little bit of 60s pop, some good old-fashioned Boston punk. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Come on, everybody. We're gonna have a good time. I want you to Rock and drum. Woo! Straighten it up, that girl. Straighten that line up. Gonna call her back in here one at a time. Woo! Come on in, Jimmy, help me. Like Jane Brown said, help me. All right, Frank, come on, baby. Help me up, help me up.
She lives away across town, and every time he call her on the telephone, she say, "Oh, Red."
Come on,
let me show you where it's at.
show you where's at.
I wanna show you.
Come on, let me show you where's at.
The name of the place,
I like it like that.
Now the last time I was down there, I lost my shoes. They had some cat shouting the blues. The people was yelling out for more, and all there was there was go, man, go, come on.
Come on, let me show you where's at.
The places
I like it like that.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Do you just need to know what I'm all about? Well, there's something that you dig you can't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain. Well, I've got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it, ow, because I'm hungry for those good things, baby. Hungry through and through. I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, with a real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it, baby, and it's sweet as wine. Custom tailored world that I wanna own someday. With a special place up high, we can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm gonna have it all someday if you just hang on to my hand. If I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's my way of getting what I want now, cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry to and through. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, a real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it now. Oh, it's sweet as wine. Well, I ain't gonna waste it now, when it's finally mine. Gonna live each minute, fill the hours and days, till I've had my fill. Oh, girl, I'll be rolling in it. Yes, yes, you know I will. Yes, I will.
6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Back me up for the last time. June's backing track, the Belltones, and Break Time. And we just heard the Marvels from 2003, self-released CD. And they were a staple around these parts for a couple of years. Jesse from Diablo Gatto was in this band. I believe he gave this to me. But anyway, the Marvels, All I Want from self-release in 2003. Paul Revere of the Raiders from 1967, or 1966 actually, on the Spirit of 67 album. And Hungry. For that, Chris Kenner and I Like It Like That, Part 1. Came out in 1961 on the Instant label. Long John Hunter before that. From the Ooh Wee Pretty Baby Best Stuff thing. It came out in 1999 on Norton. And originally released on the Yucca label in 1960. Well, actually, unknown date. Just was released. But anyway, the name of the song is Old Red. We kicked it off with the fabulous Shalimars. Originally released on the Rack label, 1968. Funky Line Parts 1 and 2. Went off the compilation Butt Shakers. Soul Party Volume 1. Came out in 2000 on Mr. Lucky. Hey, you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people in the greater Boston area and around the internets? Make me an ID. Don't be bashful. Throw me a bone. All you got to do is say, Alex, the Desperate Hours, WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Then say your name, or stage name's acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim the fame or lack thereof and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3, and I must stress, a WAV or an MP3, because I'm one of those Luddites. It's all I can open on my computer at home. An email at the coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. I'll be bashful. It's my way of talking to the listeners. I get inside their heads and I play stuff they like, even if they don't know it yet. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours. Thank you.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Will power me that old cargo, a woman's mind told. Never in my 14 years as an educator have I seen such behavior. And from young ladies, I got parents calling me on the phone asking, did someone get shot? I ought to cancel your spring fling.
No!
Now, I'm not going to do that because we've already paid the DJ.
p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, you just heard Doris Day back by Happy Kind and the Mirth Makers. Who none of the life with Frank Duvall and his orchestra. And Teacher's Pet from the movie of the same name, 1958. Where she was with teaching journalism, English, to Clark Gable, who was a reporter. Haven't seen it in years, but I remember being entertained by it. Anyway, there was another one I found in my move. Downbeat 5 before that from 2003, Sympathy for the Record Industry, and the self-titled, great self-titled CD. It was something that when they put out their second CD, was already like in the CMJ Top 200 on the heels of this. Downbeat 5, Big Nowhere. Oh, yeah. There we go. I have yet to figure out. There we go. How to do repeat on this. Well, actually, I figured it out and then forgot. Anyway, and I don't feel like looking at my phone right now. Anyway, before the Downbeat 5, you heard Lobo and Me and You and a dog named Boo. That's why he's calling my dog a dog. A dog. It's based on that song. It was 100%. Me and You and a dog named Boo. Lobo, 1971 on the Big Tree label. Then we kicked it off with the Pastels. And it was actually a mid-major label release. Came out in Century in 1965. Circuit Breaker. I got off the compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 9. Came out in 2014 on Crypt. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. I hope you're digging it. If you're not, get your own show. Few people have. These are the Desperate Hours.
Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
You call yourself a man, but I don't see how you can. You pretend to be so sweet, but all you do is lie and cheat. So, hurt me so, you hurt me so. You call yourself a man. You call
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
Are my methods unsound?